I used to homeschool my kids, and you know, that was a big deal to me. I wanted to be able to have input based on the values that I saw were important. I think every parent has that right to be able to say, I want my kids to go to this school or that school.
Hey, wow, crocodile.
In Kalispell, Montana, there's a battle underway over whether parents have a right to choose where their kids go to school. Kendra Espinoza sends her daughters, Naomi and Sarah, to a local private school.
My kids go to Stillwater Christian School. I'm trying to input that values-based system into them. I want that foundation to be there from an early age. And so the academics at Stillwater Christian School is even more challenging than the public school. And I think my kids needed that.
But as a single mother working two jobs, Espinoza has struggled to meet tuition payments. So she turned to a scholarship program run by the state of Montana.
Well, the scholarship program is a program that would allow private taxpayers to contribute to a scholarship organization, and they would just get a modest tax credit at the end of the year, $150 maximum. So they would just pool that money into an organization. They would then distribute the scholarship, and the parents can use that money, that tuition money, for the school of their choice. And that was what the intent was, that it would be the choice of the parents to be able to use that money for their kids' tuition.
But Espinoza ran into a problem. The governor and the Department of Revenue decided that the families couldn't use the scholarship money if the parents were sending their kids to a religious school. So late last year, the Espinozas, along with two other families, sued the state on constitutional grounds. They're represented by the libertarian law firm, the Institute for Justice. Erica Smith is an attorney working on the case.
This rule threatens to totally cripple the program because, like in any state, most of the private schools in Montana are religious. The Department of Revenue's rule violates both the Montana and United States Constitution. Both constitutions protect the right to religious liberty and equal protection, and the government is not allowed to have a benefit program that excludes religious options. The United States Supreme Court has already said in two different decisions that these scholarship school choice programs do not violate the First Amendment's Establishment Clause and are completely constitutional. So this separation of church and state argument doesn't have any basis in legal precedent.
I would do anything for my kids. I didn't have a lot of opportunity when I was growing up. Just didn't have it. It just wasn't there. And so I want to give that for my kids.